Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will describe for us all of the categories of sins for which one would be chayav skila, would be liable for death by stoning. Elohein haniskolin. The following are the items for which a person receives skila. Haba al ha'aim, somebody who has relations with his mother. Al esha sa'av, also with the wife of his father, even if it's not his mother. V'al ha'kala, and the wife of his son, his daughter-in-law. V'al ha'zuchur, or a man having relations with another male. V'al ha'behema, and having relations with an animal. V'isha ha'mevia es ha'behema. The first case of al ha'behema means a male human having relations with a female animal. V'isha ha'mevia es ha'behema means a female human having relations with a male animal. V'ha'megadev, somebody who curses Hashem. V'oved avodah zara, somebody who worships avodah zara, worships idols. V'anosin mizara lamolech, somebody who gives over his children to something called molech, which is a form, it was a activity which, according to some, was an act of avodah zara. Some understand it was just an act that was different than avodah zara, but they would pass their child through fire. Uval ov v'yadoni, somebody who practices the forms of witchcraft called ov and Yidoni. In several missions from now, we'll get into the details of what those are. V'hamechalal es haShabbos, somebody who profanes the Shabbos, does have forbidden activity on Shabbos. V'hamechalal av v'imo, somebody who curses his father or his mother. V'haba al nara hamorasa, somebody who has relations with a young girl who's only between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, who is betrothed to another man. V'hamesis, and somebody who persuades another person to worship Avodah Zarah. V'hamadiach, somebody who persuades an entire city to worship Avodah Zarah. V'hamachashev, somebody who performs an act of witchcraft known as kishuv. V'ven sorer umore, and the rebellious son that's described in the Torah, where he steals from his parents and he eats and drinks a certain amount of meat and a certain amount of wine. Now, the Mishnah continues and gives us some details regarding the first one about having relations with his mother. Haba'al ha'aim, somebody has relations with his mother. Chayav aleha mishum aim u'mishum eshasav. He could potentially be in violation of two different prohibitions, one of having relations with his mother and with the wife of his father, if she was indeed at some point married to his father and they didn't just have a relationship. You may say, what's the difference? How many different penalties of death are upon him? Because it makes a difference regarding if it was done b'shogig, inadvertently, mistakenly, and the person is chayev chatas, a carbon chatas. And if there's two prohibitions upon this relationship, it would be chayev two carbonos, two offerings. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this idea and says, Einu chayev el mishim ha'em bilvad. He says, if it's his mother, even if she's also the wife of his father, he is only liable for the prohibition of mother, not for the wife of his father. Habal eshes av, somebody who has relations with the wife of his father, chayev aleha mishim eshes av, mishim eshes ish. He can be held liable for both the fact that it's the wife of his father, and that she's a married woman, if she's presently married to his father. Now, the prohibition of Eshes Av applies Bein B'chaye Aviv, whether it's in the lifetime of his father, Bein La'achar Mises Aviv, whether it's after the death of his father. Now, Eshes Ish, however, of course, is not relevant after the death of his father. She's no longer a married woman. But the Mishnah was referring here, Bein B'chaye Aviv, Bein La'achar Mises Aviv, regarding the prohibition of Eshes Av. And this is true also, Bein Min Ha'erasin, Bein Min Ha'nasuin, whether it's his father's wife, based just on having Kiddushin and ever having lived together, Bein Min Ha'nasuin, even if, whether or not it's also been consummated, the marriage with Nasuin, with living together as man and wife. Now moving on to the Isser of Kalasso, of his daughter-in-law. Habal Kalasso, somebody who has relations with his daughter-in-law. Chayav olea mishim Kalasso, mishim eshes ish. Again, he can be chayav for two prohibitions, both his daughter-in-law and for a married woman, if she's presently married to his son. And similar to the eshes av situation, that the prohibition of Kalasso is applicable, bein b'chayev b'no, bein la'achar mises b'no, whether or not it's in the son's lifetime, or it's after the death of the son, she's still usher because of Kalasso. However, of course, Eshes Ish is only relevant when the son is alive. And the Isser of Kaloso is whether or not she was married to his son, just Bein Mina Erisin, just through having had Kedushin with him, Bein Mina Nesuin, whether or not they've actually consummated the marriage with Nesuin. Habala Zuchur, someone has relations with a male, Vala Behema, with an animal, Vaisha Mavias and Behema, a woman who has relations with an animal. Now we're going to discuss the issue of the animal and the fact that the animal also gets killed, gets skila, not just the human. Im adam chata behema machatas. The Mishnah asks if the human being has done a sin, but what did the animal? It didn't sin. It doesn't have any free will. It doesn't know what it's doing. So ella lefisha bas adam takala al yada. Since a human being was nichshal, stumbled in this avera and this sin through this animal. Because of that, we don't want the animal to be around. Therefore, the Torah says that it should receive skila, it should be stoned. And the idea is that therefore someone else won't come along and have such a takala with this animal. It enters into people's minds that such an animal was used for this purpose. Davar acher, another reason, is shalot he habema overes bashuk, is in order that the animal should not be still alive and still walk through the shuk, through the marketplace of Yomer, and people will say, Zohi Shaniskal Ploni Al Yada, this is the animal that so-and-so, this human being, this Jew, what received skila because of this animal. And according to this explanation, it's for the kavod, the honor of the person who was put to death, that we also put the animal to death.